This is Christine Handy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Christine Handy, also known as Willow Adair from the book Walk Beside Me. I have special guest Demarius Nelson on the line. Demarius, are you on? Can't hear him. Hold 1 second. Hello, Demarius.
Yes.
Hi. So glad
Hello.
You could join me. Yay, it worked.
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome to the Walk Beside Me podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Good. How are you?
Well, I'm great. I'm so honored to have you, and thank you for taking the time out of your weekend, especially this special weekend, which is so important to all of us, but in particular you, because you are in the armed forces. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, that is correct.
Yes. So thank you so much for taking the time. Just because I have such an interesting question for you. Tell us about your show called The Unpopular Live Show. I'm fascinated by the name, first of all. And I've
okay.
actually watched it, and it's so funny. It's so entertaining. I hope
thank
that
you.
Anybody that listens to this goes to the Facebook Unpopular Live Show and watches it. But tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's my friend and co-host, Roberto Carter. He actually, you know, for a couple of years, he's like, man, we need to try to, like, do a show because we have great chemistry. He felt like as far as, you know, he felt like the wisdom and the things we could do to help people. And he was just,
yes.
he always asked me, I was like, no, I don't really have time. And
right.
the timing was right last year, at the end of last year. And we started doing it, and it's been a lot of fun. And we came up with the name because it was the jump show, but that's like so common. We just said, because we talked
right.
about, you know, truth. So we decided to change it to the unpopular show because the truth is unpopular. Most things that get the shares and the views and all the likes are the things that we consider.
Popular.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, things
yeah,
that we consider
the,
like
yeah.
wouldn't be. I mean, we'd be like, wow, how did that get that many likes or views or shares? So all we just concern ourselves with is just doing what we do, just putting the truth out there and hopefully help someone. So.
Wow. Well, I've watched it. It really is. It's authentic. I enjoy it. I watched it when you had another guest on it, and it was funny. It's entertaining. I like your hat.
Thanks.
Anyway, so my brand and my platform is really about purpose and pain, and also about the depth of friendships we all have, or we can have.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the media portrays women and friendships in such a catty, double dealing, two faced betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
But we can and should have friends that lay down one's lives for each other.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and you and I are both very strong Christians, and I guess I
yes.
should say that. But it like in John 15:13 from the Bible, mm-hmm. it says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And
yes.
From watching you on social media, I feel like you have that same kind of passion for your, you know, friends and for helping your friends and laying down your life for people in your life. And can you give me a little perspective on what you're the first man I've ever had on the show? So thank
oh,
you for
wow.
that.
I like that.
Can you give me a little perspective on what does that mean to you, male friendships, and what should and could that look like?
Well, I have a group of friends that I grew up with. We became friends at the end of elementary, and we've been friends since. It's like five of us, and then so we always stuck together, and we always reach out and help each other. Some are married, some aren't. And just
uh-huh.
always being there, being accountable. I mean, one way we stay in touch, at one time we play like PlayStation. So because one of them lives in Vegas, one lives in Phoenix, and then
uh-huh.
two of them are here. So one way we always stayed in touch is being competitive through gaming. And
like
that is
like gaming online?
No, PlayStation, like playing Madden. I'm sure you
got
know about
it,
Madden.
Got it. Okay, that's such a man thing to do. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, so, you know, we can't get out there and play it anymore, so we just play it on the game because that's better. You don't have to get hurt. So, but one way, I think for us, I think it's a unique situation even for men because we are completely – like willing to lay ourselves down and express ourselves like to each other. And I mean, and just the unadulterated truth at all times. So if one's down, we
right.
all try to pick them up because we're only strong as our weakest link. And you know, we just remain, honestly, just remain truthful with each other. I think that's the, we don't try to impress
yeah.
one another. We all know our abilities and each man is strong in his own right. So it's like a bunch of alpha males. But they all, we all
wow.
work together because we still are unique individually. And we all have something different
right.
to offer. But I think the most important thing is they're all Christians. And if you're not a Christian, I mean, I guess the best thing to look at a friendship like ours is to understand that you know better than the man in front of you. And also you have to pick them up because no man left behind for us. And I think we all
right.
have implemented that in our families, and that's what helped us, you know, become stronger. Because some of my friends didn't grow up with fathers, so, like,
right.
my dad would be there for them or whatever anyone
right.
needs. So that's what we try to do because it takes a village to raise a family. So that's how we have managed thus far.
But you consider them your family, I'm assuming.
I do. They're like my brothers, and meeting Roberto, now he's definitely in that, the guy I do the show with, he's definitely in my circle because he's a little older and he has wisdom and he always keeping me in line. Like, so I appreciate that a lot. So,
right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I talk about wisdom. You talk about truth a lot, but your wisdom is remarkable, especially for a man your age. How do you think you got to that stage so early in life? Did you have somebody model that for you? Did you have a mother that taught you that? And you're so well-spoken. I'm so impressed by everything that
you
do.
Yes, my mother, she did an excellent job raising me, just making sure I was a gentleman and, you know, treat everyone
mm-hmm.
with respect.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. And my dad also, he always has a life lesson. He always has some quote. Like I can recall, like growing up, I took the trash out and then I put the liner back in the trash can, but I didn't line it correctly around it. And I hear
right.
him, he calls me like, son. So I'm like, oh man, I don't know what I did, but I'm like, sir, I went in there. And he's like, why'd you put the liner in the trash like that? And he was like, that's lazy. Like, do it right. And he said, and anything
wow.
you do, you know, do it to your best ability, even putting it in the liner in the trash can. And that's what I've stuck with and try to remember and everything that I've done. Like, you know, detail does matter. So
detail does matter. That's so interesting.
That's
good for you.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him and good for you. Good for all of you. Cause those are such great lessons.
Yeah.
And you really are blessed. You are really are blessed to have, you know, those brothers, not just in Christ, but those brothers in your life, because, you know, in my situation, the women in my life, they really saved my life. I know you haven't read my book yet, but I know you're going to.
Yeah.
And thank you for supporting me in that way. But you'll read how these women really transformed my life and really transformed
mm-hmm.
who I was. And I think it's so important to have people in your life. And I talk about this all the time, but we are what we eat, right? But we
yes.
are also who we surround ourselves with, without question.
Definitely.
One of the things that caught my eye about you is that I have two sons,
mm-hmm.
and I love what your Instagram. I love what your Instagram represents. And I'll quote
you.
What you say.
Okay.
My goal is to help boys and men alike through the process of transforming from boys to kings.
Yeah.
That to me is incredible, and if there were more people out there like you, then this world would be a better place.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And I applaud you. I just applaud you for what you're doing in your community and in the world, because you have such a great story to tell and you have such a great, what's the right word? But you, you're taking all that you are equipped with and you're using it for good. And I have so much respect for that. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
One thing that you wrote, which I liked, was you said our gifts will pave a road for opportunity.
Yes.
I totally believe that. I totally believe that. And that's happened in my life and in both careers that I've had as a, as a model, you know, for the majority of my life up until cancer, and now as a writer, an author, and a speaker. So how does that reflect your life work? Our gifts, which I'll quote you, our gifts will pave a road of opportunity. How does that reflect your life work?
I know writing for me was something that I didn't necessarily enjoy, but I used to write things like in college, have to do a paper or I write something and my mom's like, hey, save that. And for me,
right.
It's like, okay, whatever. But I kept it.
Right.
And I guess probably like 2 years ago, I decided to actually write. I just sat down one day and I sat down in my home for like, I got off of work and I come right home and I would sit there for hours just thinking, like talking to God, trying to figure out like what to write, because I knew what I wanted to do. But I was looking at it as going out and speaking, and I didn't look at writing as being as – I know it's effective, but at that time, that's not what I was thinking about. But God was telling me to write, so that's what I did. So I started writing, and I came up with the concept of the Boy the King after King David in the Bible, who was anointed to be king as a – child, but still had to go through the process of life. And I think that's difficult. So a lot of men and women, they both have, I think we know what we are supposed to do at a young age because we like those, the things that we're good at, you know, normally you want to do those and the things that you're not, you really put aside. But a lot of times through life alone and then our own decisions, I don't think we hear God's voice anymore. Like he put that on you like he did David, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to struggle. That doesn't mean you're not going to, you know, you're going to fail over and over again. And, but that doesn't mean God lies because God doesn't lie. If he told you that's what you were going to be, then that's what you will be. And for me, I've always felt like I had a calling to change the world in some way. And for now I've been through writing and I've done some, you know, speaking engagements, but for the most part, that's what I've been doing. I just focus on writing and I sit down and I do it and I force myself at first, but now I enjoy it.
Right.
When I first put it out there on the blog, I was like, okay, people are like, oh man, this is good. Is this a book? I said, no, I'm just writing. I'll write something else. And then I do it again. Like I'm hesitant, but I'm like, okay, I did it again and the same results. So now 2 years later, I continue to do it and it's like, I enjoy it now because I know I want to help people at the end of the day. So that's why I try to use writing to convey a message. But I think speaking sometimes you can lose a message, but if someone's able to read it, like I think it's for me, it's more vivid. It's like watching a movie in a way. So
Well, usually the books that we read that are turned into a movie, usually the book is better than the movie.
Yeah, you're right.
In general,
almost every
in general,
movie.
Right?
Yeah.
Almost every movie. Well, my dream is actually to have my book made into a movie, and I do believe that that will happen someday. That's my biggest dream. But I have read some of your writing, and I have to tell you, I'm not easily in awe of people's writing. I'm a writer myself, and I'm not saying that I'm in awe of my writing. I am truly in awe of your writing.
Thank you.
You come from, it goes back to the truth that you were talking about. You come from perspective that people don't really want to talk about. And I feel like that's true of my book as well. I touch on so many subjects that are so unpopular and so sensitive, but I really, and I throw all of my thorns out there because it's all sick and it's the truth. Mm-hmm. But I think that you write in such an elegant way, especially for a man.
I'm
so excited for what you do with that. And I believe that that's so accurate about our, you know, what we are meant to do in God's eyes and how our lives are meant to be and, you know, what he wants for us. And that's, I find it to be fascinating because I do believe that God wanted me to write, and I do believe that God gave the story. But man, I went through some hurdles to get there.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like I just kept ignoring what he was saying, and I wasn't listening, and I was consumed by what I thought the world, you know, wanted me to be, what I thought, you know, the people around me wanted me to do. And I became a very good actress. Because none of it was very satisfying. None of it made me feel joy.
Yes.
You can feel happiness, but joy is a very different emotion.
Definitely.
And now that I, you know, now that I write and now that I do what I do, and I do believe that I'm now more in line with what God wants me to do, I think it's, you know, I wish I could go back to, you know, when I was 20 and, you know, listened to, or actually 18 when the Lord said, you know, you need to go to college to learn how to be a writer. And I just said, no, I'm going to go to SMU. I'm going to go to glamour school. I'm going to ignore you. Right. I mean, I totally ignored him. That didn't get me very far.
like most of us.
That really didn't get me very far. So I did not listen, and I find the way that you write to be so beautiful, and I'm really excited about what you do with that, and I can't wait to be on a radio show or a TV show with you someday, and after you've written a book and it's a national bestseller and you're making a bigger difference, because you're already making a difference. You've made a difference in my life.
And
you're making a difference in people's lives, and I'm really excited about your journey, and I just want to personally thank you for touching my life, because you've been incredible. And I think you're a friend, and I appreciate that. I very seriously consider people my friends, and when they're my friends, I take it very seriously. So I want to just personally thank you.
That's good. You're welcome. thank you.
Yeah. So there's a scripture that came to me today. It's John 13. I don't know if you've heard this one, but it says, "I am your Lord and teacher, but I washed your feet. So you also should wash each other's feet. I did this as an example for you. So you should serve each other just as I served you. Believe me, servants are not greater than their master. Those who are sent to do something are not greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, great blessings will be yours if you do them." And that reminded me of you, because you do say a lot, you're not better than the person in front of you, you're not better than the person behind you.
No.
And you really did learn that at a young age, and I'm so impressed by that. So tell me a little bit more about what are your biggest plans for your writing? What's your biggest dream as far as your writing?
I guess for now, like, my goal, I've been working on a book. The title for now is The Humbling Famine, and it's just about a family and how they're, through a little girl, they are able to, you know, learn more about God and understanding through the little girl. Her name is Emma, and that's currently my biggest goal. I would like to speak more, like go out nationally, and don't have a job, but let that be my job, like most people that don't want to punch a time clock.
Right.
But those are like some of my goals. I think that for me, it's just maintaining my family and leaving a legacy. So my daughter, my nephew, I have a niece on the way, so they all can grow and follow in that legacy, follow in that footsteps, because it takes, you know, each generation, like my dad did what he needed to do to get us to where we're trying to go. And I think, and same thing with my mother. So now it's my opportunity to take the baton and take it further than they would even dream, or even me. And I think the biggest thing, like you said, understanding John 13, as far as being a servant leader, and John 15, chapter 15, when he said, lay yourself down for your friends and people in need, or whatever the case may be, and also your family as well. So I think that's me And that's why I try to, remember every day is to stay humble, because the people
yes.
that I have now are the people that I'm sure I would love to keep, because I know they're good, have a good circle around me. And, you
right.
know, I'm a man. I know people look at me and as being strong all the time, but you know, there are moments where you get weak and
right.
you need someone to pick you up, even if it's just, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Like, okay, that's enough for me. And
right.
so my goal is just to write and keep writing and see where it goes. And eventually one day I would like to get into politics, because I don't think there are enough Christians in politics. And I think we
yeah.
shy away from it because people say it doesn't mix. But if God is God then, and he made law, then why wouldn't he want his people to run the law that he has established? And be
right.
keepers of the law. And that's what I would like to do, that affect change, because ultimately
yes.
I think that's even bigger than a pastor, is like if you could use the two and bring them together and change lives
yes.
in that way, I think that's my ultimate goal.
And you talk about helping younger men, and why
mm-hmm.
is that so heavy on your heart? I find that to be, I applaud you for that, because I don't think a lot of men are doing that. But why is that so heavy on your heart?
Because
younger men.
For people my age, like, for the most part, you are who you are. Like, and sometimes
right.
you change, some, maybe. Most times, most of the time, you're going to stay the way you are. But for young men, a lot of their situations have came through circumstances. Like, they couldn't control. Like, you can't control where you're born or how you're raised. But once
right.
you get old enough, you turn 18 and get on your own, or however old you'll be when you're independent, you can make
right.
those changes then. So, like, my message would be to, work on your – like a lot of these kids are resilient, like children anyway. Like, they're resilient. And they can handle anything. But they just need someone to just guide them to make sure that they don't get off track because of the life that they may have to live for the moment, because that's not what
right.
God would want them to do. And us as
right.
adults should, pick up each child, including our own, to help them, just to guide them along to free them. Because I'm all about mindset. And I think we all get frustrated because we want to be entertainers. We want to athletes, especially in my community, people want to be athletes or make the money fast.
Famous.
But it's like
famous.
It's like the process. You have to go through the process. And it's like writing. For me to sit down and do it, it takes time. But when you finish it and you achieve that small goal, and then you put it out there, whether one person likes it or not, you
mm-hmm.
did what, like, I'm doing what God wants me to do. And that's why I have to remind, men, all men, is that, hey,
right.
just stay the course, because consistency is what makes you successful. Because the most talented people,
you are so humble.
Yeah, the most talented people they don't always reach to the top. It's the person who was consistent and didn't give up. So resiliency and consistency is what takes us to places that we wouldn't even dream of going. So that's what
right.
I try to tell young men.
Well, you've got such a great message, and I just can't wait I will do anything in my power to get your message across to as many people
well,
as possible.
Thank you. You have. You have.
No, really, and not that I have any influence, and I wish I did, but it's incredible what you're doing. And it's frustrating that, in social media, because really that's the only way that you can get in front of these young men, other
mm-hmm.
than, grassroots in your own community. And
yes.
you're doing it, but it's frustrating to me, who also wants my story out, not for my own well-being, but to give people hope and to show people, that God really sends people to save, to save your life and be the hands and feet of the Lord. And I think that it's frustrating in social media when I feel like, and you don't do it so much, you're so truthful about it, but I feel like the likes that I get on my certain social media is because it's a pretty picture.
yes.
oftentimes our lives aren't pretty pictures. On a day-to-day basis, my life is not a pretty picture.
No.
I mean, I'm literally talking to you right now with a machine on my arm, a light machine trying to diffuse the pain that's in my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And but we post, and me, I post these pictures that look so pretty. And I hope that I hope someday there's a change to that. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I agree. I think we have, it's about the likes. It's about, you know, social media gives people a platform that only celebrities had at first. So now it's like having access to the whole world in a matter of seconds, has changed a lot of things. So, it can be frustrating because it's like, you actually have a message that people need to hear.
On many levels, right? It's sexy.
Yeah.
It's appealing. But on the other hand, it's almost, I feel empty at times, right? When you post something and you go, that's not truth.
Yeah. I agree. Because it's not, edifying is not sexy. Like edifying the body or getting in the books and studying. Like no one wants to see that. But they want to see the high life. Because so many people themselves don't feel like they have a good life.
Right.
So they look at others to say, oh, wow, they really having fun. I wish that was me, versus saying like the mindset thing, like that can be me. Cause that what I see only motivates me like to continue doing what I'm doing. Like whether I get one like or I don't get any, like I don't care. It's like, I'm just going to keep going because I understand just consistency. That's all I have to do. And I remain, you just keep at that. And eventually someone's going to hear your voice. And like, hey, our Father is God. So nothing's out there, no network bigger than and serving him. So
I love that. You're a commercial for God. I love that. Wow.
So.
That is really powerful. We are all meant to be commercials for the Lord, right?
Yes, definitely. And I think I always say God is like the biggest showboat of them all because He's going to put you on the platform eventually. Like, so are you going to be ready when He does? That's the real question.
I've never heard anybody say that. That's fantastic. Are you sure you don't want to be a preacher?
I think I'll do it on social media. I'll continue there for now. Unless He wants me to, then we'll do that.
Right. No, you really could. I guess that's the other way to say it. You could. And your message is going to get out there. You're right, because what you just said is so accurate. God is the biggest platform, and He is the biggest social media, and He will get it out there. And I also believe that through prayer and petition and through a clean heart, really clean motives, that's really where it'll get out there. Because you have the purity of your heart. You exude a purity of your heart.
I think as long as people like us continue to, it says iron sharpens iron. So, building each other up, it makes it a lot easier. So.
Wow. Iron does sharpen iron. That's for sure. Again, that goes back to we are who we surround ourselves with. Iron sharpens iron.
Yes. Definitely.
Wow. Well, this has been such a treat for me. I'm so excited that you spent this time with me, and thank you for your wisdom. I'm truly in awe of all that you're doing. And on Instagram, the boy toking, I love your quotes. And I anybody who's listening or who will listen to this in the future, please check out the Unpopular Live Show on Facebook. It's really, it's very, very entertaining. And again, I really thank you so much for your time.
No problem. I just wanted to say, also check out my Roberto. He has a Making Fatherhood a Trend shirt. Make Fatherhood a Trend. And he's the one that's doing the show.
Is it
on
Facebook?
One thing. Yes, he has it on Facebook. Make Fatherhood a Trend. That's his deal.
Make Fatherhood a Trend on Facebook.
Yes, we're gonna
show.
No, that's his actually clothing line that he has. So that's another thing that we've been working on. So.
Okay.
So thank you for having me, and I appreciate it. Hello?
Okay, thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Time to sign off. This is Christine Handy from the podcast Walk Beside Me. Thank you.